Hi, my name is Candace Fitch. I'm a portfolio manager here at Tricert Investment Counsel, and welcome to this episode of In Focus. Today, I am joined by fellow portfolio manager, Brian Durno. Welcome, Brian.
Thanks, Candace. Great to be here.
So today, I wanted to chat a little bit about consumer staples. Can you give our listeners just a reminder of what a staple is and what are some of those characteristics that make a staple?
Sure. Yeah, it's probably best to think of opening your kitchen cabinet and all those products that you might find in your, you know, kitchen, in some of the cleaning supplies, those kinds of things. But they're generally companies that are extremely large, very profitable, companies like Procter & Gamble, Walmart, like grocery stores, staples, things that aren't discretionary spending, that they're sort of, you kind of have to spend on these kinds of products through thick and thin. So they tend to be a lot more resilient during, you know, volatile markets and recessions and those kinds of things. So they're, let's say, stable, very stable businesses.
Gotcha. So they're more of a need, not a want.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's always some subtle differences between, you know, how much you'll pay for those wants of yours. but I'll give you a couple of facts just about some of our holdings. Like when I say they're big, the average size of the holdings in our staples category is about $218 billion. So these are, you know, not fly by night. These companies have been around a long, long time. The ROE of the companies, like the return on equities, it's around 30%, some as high as 40%. So extremely profitable businesses. And I ran a couple of numbers just for fun before the call. It looks like our selection of staples companies have grown their dividends for 24 straight years.
Wow.
Yeah. So they did tend to be very stable.
That's fantastic. Now, I know there was really no one who was immune to the recent volatility with COVID, and then, you know, 2022 was quite volatile as well. Now that some of that volatility is behind us, what does normal look like?
Yeah, I did a little bit of work on this after, because it's obviously that there was a few things that happened after COVID, including this inflationary burst that we went through. And it was a good time to sort of reset our focus on, let's say, what's happened in the last 5 years in all the sectors, but staples for this call. And one of the things I found really interesting there when I sorted the entire staples sector by their margins, you know, how much money they're making on their sales, I was, you know, let's say, surprised to see that the list of companies that were able to grow their margins through this inflationary period after COVID were dominated by companies like grocery stores and consumer staples, household products, those kinds of things. The top of the list percolated up there with a lot of those names. So that what that revealed to us is that a lot of these companies have a great deal of pricing power. So in other words, you might not like paying these higher prices, but you still do. and so that's something that we're obviously watching as we move forward to this period of maybe inflation coming down to more, let's say, normalizing as it normalizes here, this battle between price and volume. So we saw a lot of, in the early days of the staples sector, was able to pass through their prices, raise prices at very high levels without materially affecting their volumes until more recently that the volumes have started to, we've started to notice that the volumes are starting to slip a little. So there is a limit to how high you can increase your prices. And the interesting thing that we want to see as we move forward is as the cost structure of these businesses starts to normalize because of the inflationary effects on their cost structure is also declining, they don't need to really raise their prices anymore. If their cost structure declines, their margins could still have the probability of expanding a little bit.
Right.
So that's something that's not maybe widely understood out in the marketplace. But it's something obviously that's there in the data that we can watch, and we don't know how it'll play out in the next 3 to 5 years. But that is just an interesting little side bit that they've been able to do the really heavy lifting of increasing prices, and volumes are starting to slip in some categories that we've seen. But maybe now if we can get costs to decrease, the margins could look healthy in the forward looking periods.
Well, that's good to know. I know a lot of our conversations revolve around this economic slowdown. you know, I know different consumer sectors are impacted different ways. You know, how do staples usually react if we do see a little bit of an economic decline?
Yeah, I would argue they're up amongst the least volatile of all the 11 sectors in the economy, along with utilities, consumer staples companies, and even healthcare companies tend to be very, very defensive, at least through historically, through recessions mm-hmm. and very difficult periods. And again, it's one of those demand features of the products that they sell that makes that be true. So without having any sort of crystal ball about the future, we know that this category is a very important part of a portfolio in terms of the overall design. And it would certainly be a category you'd be happy to own during any sort of slowdown or weakness in the markets.
Right. Everybody needs groceries, right?
That's right.
Perfect. Is there anything else that we should be, you know, aware of, or anything else you want to add a little bit of color to around the consumer staples sector?
I think maybe the only other thing I thought I'd mention that might be useful to know, I looked just at our holdings and how they did in the quarter compared to the group. And our growth rate and earnings from our group beat the average consumer staple sector. So the average consumer staple sector business grew by about 2%. This quarter, ours grew by about 7%. So that was, let's say, a little bit better fundamental performance. And we've seen that actually in the performance of some of the holdings as well have had pretty strong moves. You might be surprised to know that Walmart has outperformed the tech sector. So
wow. That's,
so far this year to date.
Interesting, knowing what's going on in the economy and, you know, the information you've shared with us today, how that all has shaken out so far this year. I guess we'll all have to stay tuned to see how the year ends. But thanks so much, Brian, for all that wonderful information. Of course, if any of our listeners have questions, feel free to reach out to Brian or myself, your financial advisor, or of course, your TriCert Investment Counsel portfolio manager.
Thank you.